Tefillah for Life, Shir number 78, Wednesday, Parshas Vayera. We are discussing the introduction to davening, which is with Adayin Elam, and we are analyzing the beauty of this tefillah. Now the truth is, when we approach this tefillah, we have to understand something which really teaches us, in general terms, how we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we say many tefillahs throughout the day, and some of them can feel generic. We're saying, we're repeating, it's the same tefillah that everybody says. And sometimes there's a lack of connection and communication that we feel when we approach generic tefillah, so to speak. But when you have a tefillah of Adayin Olam, which we are not sure exactly who wrote it, but in a certain sense, it talks to us more. Because it's as if we are speaking. We can relate to the way Adayin Olam is written. And we're going to explain in Mitzvah Shem how it was written and what the purpose was and what the objective is. But it teaches us how powerful it can be when we say, so to speak, our own tefillah. Even though technically Adayin Olam might have been written by the Tanaim, so technically it's pretty close to the Shemona Esrei itself, maybe. But there's a certain message that when you have a personal tefillah that you say, there's a certain way that we connect to it. And that should give us an understanding throughout the day. The best way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is the way Chazal taught us with tefillahs that Chazal set up for us. But in a certain sense, when a person speaks to Hashem in his own language, so to speak, and he walks around and he appreciates what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm relying on you that today is going to be a wonderful day, and he davens to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make me matzliach today, make this work out, make that work out. There's nothing like a personal tefillah which generates from the heart, which comes from the heart. And the truth is, even though a person should use the words of Chazal and the words of David HaMelech, because the words of Tehillim, for example, and the words of tefillah have a power for themselves, but nothing can match the words that come from a person's heart. When words come out of our heart, that is the most powerful way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we can put emotion into the tefillahs themselves and into the psukim of Tehillim themselves, that's the best. But in a certain sense, when a person formulates the words himself, it has much more emotion. And the bottom line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. He wants our emotions, he wants our hearts, he wants us to have a true relationship with him. And that's why Adayin Olam, when we put emphasis in it, might have tremendous power more than other parts of tefillah. Because we feel like it's maybe more of a modern day tefillah, something that we could relate to, as opposed to a bracha that is, so to speak, generic, that was misukken by Chazal, that everybody says, so to speak. Adayin Olam can be much more personal, and we can extrapolate from that throughout the day that we should say our own tefillahs. We should say the words that talk to us. Because a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not about saying a bunch of words. It's about relating to Hashem. And again, the most powerful words are what Chazal gave us and what David HaMelech was misaken in Tehillim. But if we add our own words, so to speak, or we put emotion, personal emotion, into the words that Chazal gave us, that would be the most powerful relationship. Because the relationship is not about saying a bunch of words. It's about us relating to Hashem.